just a Colson for you.
Yeah.
There you are.
Well, what's new in your front?
Well, we have a few things going, Mr. President. We
have
Mr. Saxby, Senator Saxby, going on the television on the Today Show in the morning to pick up a little more of the McCloskey and line and talk a little bit more about his conversion, which I think is
good,
very healthy. We've had a, I thought you'd be interested, we've had quite a fascinating reaction to your Williamsburg speech.
Mm-hmm.
I've had calls from people outside who are pretty good political barometers for me around the country who say that that one really, really just scored points. The
you mean the welfare thing?
The welfare thing. It just hit a nerve. I had a friend of mine from Boston call me tomorrow.
Well, how'd they see it, though? Did they read about it or hear about it or what?
Read about it, saw it on television. Got the basic line about people working. For example, a friend of mine in Boston who's a darn good politician said that it was just a topic of conversation everywhere. One of those speeches that catches hold. And I was surprised because I didn't think from the press that we'd get that kind of reaction. But excellent reaction. Just
well, it's the right thing. You see, HEW is against it. All of our little, people in the staff are against it because they said, oh, you're going to make all the welfare recipients mad. And I said, the hell with them. They're wrong. So we'll do it.
Well, it's the kind of thing where you, every now and then you have to be against something that is very unpopular. And people who don't work are just damned unpopular.
All right.
And I think the way you did it, apparently, as I say, I was surprised that they get so many calls from people on the outside who reacted as strongly as they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was, was excellent.
Good.
I've had good playback from the
Hard Hats.
From the Hard Hats, yes, sir.
That's good.
Going up there tonight, they're having a little gathering, an after dinner gathering.
You're going up?
I'm going up to meet with them and spend some time with them. But the reaction to last night's meeting, that closing line of yours, mm-hmm. really gave them a lift.
Well, I'll tell them to stand firm.
Well,
have you found out who these veterans are that are coming in?
Isn't yes, it? Sir. We had some reports today that there's a... I had two reports from two people who were infiltrated. One is that there are 300 to 400 veterans, and the balance, which is maybe 600 or 700, are non-veterans and kids who have bought fatigue uniforms, military jackets. I've had another report.
Could you find one that had and get? Will any press man play the fact that one guy bought a fatigue uniform to look like a veteran?
We arranged, Mr. President.
God, that would be great if just one did.
Well, we arranged today for AP, an AP reporter to go in, and we identified some people for him to talk to. We also did the same thing with a Baltimore Sun reporter.
Right.
And hopefully, if these fellows are honest, they'll start picking some of this up. We've also got a couple of kids on the inside who are going to go up to the cameras and say, you know, this is a phony deal and I'm leaving here. Now, whether the media picks it up or not, we've done the things that at least encourage them.
Good.
So I'm hoping that'll come out. There has been some, there's been a little bit of this. Every now and then one of the wire stories will talk about the fact that there's a large gathering of non-veterans included. Both veterans organizations are coming to Washington Thursday. The VFW and the American Legion to have a joint press conference, which they've only done once before in their history.
What are you going to say?
Disavow this completely and say that these veterans want to turn in the medals. That,
why don't they say that more than half of these people are non-veterans?
Well, they plan to. Don Johnson is briefing them tomorrow, Mr. President. On,
who is?
Don Johnson.
Yes.
Is giving them the intelligence.
Good.
And both of the commanders will say that these are not veteran organizations. They don't represent veteran sentiment, and they're heavily infiltrated.
TV's given them quite a play, aren't they?
Yeah, they have. I must say I've been a little... it's bothered me. Everybody else that I've talked to today, it hasn't bothered them. Dick Moore didn't think it was getting much play.
Well, he doesn't know.
My own reaction was that they've gotten more press than they deserve, that's for sure.
Maybe we should go forward with that. We worry about whether or not we go forward with the TV antitrust thing. Why not?
Well,
you know, really, in a sense, what the hell? I mean, so it's said we're going to try to silence the TV. So what the hell?
Well, they're very much on the defensive. Everything we've called them on, I don't know whether CBS has retracted that business about the Providence rally on Sunday or not, but we called them on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police estimates were 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Yeah.
And
rather said 25,000.
Rather said 25. But they've been good when we've called them. Like when we called them today and said we wanted Saxby, they went right ahead.
Well, in any event, let's play it that way for the moment and tell them that you've got this suit and you're trying. Tell them you're holding it back. That's the thing to do. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
Just say, well, look, the president doesn't want to embarrass you and this and that, and he's talked to the attorney general, and we're holding it back. And but just tell him it. The few may fall.
Well, they know the economic leverage, and
short matters.
It is. That's right. Exactly. The hearings open tomorrow on Kennedy's committee, as you know.
Yes. McCloskey will be the first witness?
McCloskey's the first witness. Then Sullivan and State go up the next day.
Well.
But hopefully, Saxby, if he does a good job in the morning, will take a little sting out of it. And I don't think McCloskey has caught on. I don't think that he's made much with this issue.
You don't?
No. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think he's...
We had a meeting with some of what were supposed to be our... You weren't there, were you?
No, I talked to Clark McGregor after our meeting last night and asked him to boost their spirits a bit. Did they?
What? You talked to him what?
Did they come in uplifted at all?
No, they were all Hard Baker and Gurney and particularly were saying the main thing is to get out of, you know, stop the war. It's a terrible thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that sort of thing. Well, hell, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is... these guys, you know, have got to realize that we're doing some things that the people are supporting, and they hadn't heard about the poll or anything, and, you know, nothing.
It was,
no, Clark hadn't done a very good job on it. I want you to take it up in the morning meeting why he hadn't got the poll around to him.
Well, I talked to him last night about getting these fellows on a little bit of an upbeat note and coming into you and saying, what can we do for a change to help the president?
Not one of them said that. Not one.
Isn't that something?
Mm-mm.
I will raise that in the morning meeting because we discussed it after I left here.
It was was interesting, but I mean, Clark must know that I know everybody wants to end the war. I don't need to hear that, you know. And we are ending it, but I think Clark sort of has the feeling that I've got to know what they think. Christ, I know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be told.
Well, you've been around that game long.
He may really feel that, don't you think?
Yeah, he's... Well,
I don't really know what they're thinking. Well, Christ, I know more that what they think than they do.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do. And, of course, Clark comes out of that environment, not always is a...
I know, but he does, he's great. He's fine. He's doing the best he can, but you know what I mean? He reflects them, and they're all bitching and raising hell and this and that. And but this is a group that... I don't mean they should support everything we do, but I... think they've got to realize that there's some things going right at the present time. You know what I mean?
That's right.
The economy is going right. The China thing went right. And also the speech of April 7th went right. It had quite an effect on the country as the polls show. You know?
That's exactly.
They hadn't heard of the polls. So they hadn't seen that, strangely enough.
Well, that's disappointing because I know I talked to Clark on Friday about, I think it was, getting that one hand-delivered to the Senate because they were back in. And,
all right, raise that in the meeting. Are you going to meet in the morning?
Yes, sir. I'll be at the 8:15 meeting.
At the 8:15 meeting, I want you to go in and say, no. Why was it that none of the senators knew about the change in reaction to the support of the president and what he was doing to end the war?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other things, what happened? Put it right to him. Say, now, look here. This is a fall down. If he doesn't do it, you do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because I think... As a matter of fact, others, I mean, old Tower, naturally, and Bellman and us, others were still, you know, standing firm.
Mm-hmm.
But Baker's a bellwether, and so is Gurney. They were reflecting what they were hearing, and they hadn't heard anything about our polls.
Baker is, of course, Baker's up next time, and he's getting nervous politically.
Mm-hmm. Well... we'll take care of Baker. He'll be all right. He'll be all right, but he isn't going to be all right if he, sort of joins the Doves. If he does that, he'll be finished.
Well, I would think in Tennessee he would...
Well, he doesn't think so. He says everybody in Tennessee is all against it, you know. But that isn't true, really. I mean, he's hearing from people that are, but...
Well, I hear a lot of... I have a lot of contact with people on the outside, and...
Yeah.
I sense a better feeling, a better mood, Mr. President, than...
Do you?
...than we've had, and it's just... It's really since the break in the Kelly case, which I felt was, at the time and feel today, was a great opportunity to demonstrate presidential leadership of the right kind.
None of them mentioned that, of course, which was not one. That was the right thing to do. It took the sting out of it, and it helped. Huh?
It helped. It helped, and it galvanized our people, but it also it showed you acting in a very responsible way in a time of national turmoil. And since then, things have quieted, and attitudes are better.
One thing you got to emphasize in the morning is that they've got to really stand up against these demonstrators. They must not, you know, run with those folks.
The demonstrators?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Don't run with them.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. President. We can't get Kennedy to...
say what he thinks?
We can't get Humphrey to.
Really?
They're being amazingly quiet. And
you have tried. I noted a memo that to the effect that you tried, and they wouldn't say.
But we keep calling their offices, asking, reporters do, asking, and they won't issue any statements. Same thing on China, by the way. Not one of them has spoken on China. Neither Muskie, McGovern, Humphrey. And yet here they'll crow about, they'll carp about negative things, but... can't even get a statement out of them on China,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of a fascinating story in itself.
Of course, on the plus side, the economy helps us now. People argue about how much, but it's still moving in the right direction.
Yes, it is.
And we ought to get people to, but let's get a good, strong movement. But beyond that, we've got to get a better system of getting what polls we take to our people on an individual basis. Don't mail it to them. Call them on the phone. Say, here it is, boys. See what I mean?
If you call a few key people, they love to talk about it.
That's right.
No question about that.
Well, let's see that. All right. Since
we have to...
some of these figures haven't been put out, you raise it with Haldeman in the morning and at the meeting and say, now let's find a way to get this out to these people.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Fine, Mr. President. Thank you, sir.